Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, for welcoming people to the show. Hey, this is Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101 with the We Work From Home Morning Show. That's right, the We Work From Home Morning Show. It's Sunday morning, and hey, we're excited to be able to be here with you this morning. And just ready to have an action-packed morning. And, you know, on Sunday mornings we do is we do motivational, faith-based information that can help you have your mind on the right track and the right start as you focus on the week. And so we're going to be sharing again this week from Norman Vincent Peale book. And this week we're going to be sharing chapter 7 of his book, The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. And one of the things we want to do is chapter 7, it says, expect the best and get it. Expect the best and get it. And it starts off with a story. It says, why does my boy fail in every job he gets as a puzzled father by his 31-year-old son? It was indeed difficult to understand the failure of this young man. For seemingly he had everything. Good family, his educational and business opportunities were beyond average. Nevertheless, he had a tragic flair for failure. Everything he touched went wrong. He tried hard enough, yet somehow he missed success. Presently, he found an answer, a curious, simple, but potent answer. After practicing this newfound secret for a while, he lost the flair for failure and acquired a touch for success. His personality began to focus. His power began to fuse. Not long ago to luncheon, I could not help admiring this dynamic young man at the height of his power. You amaze me, I commented. A few years ago, you were failing at everything. Now, you worked up an original idea into a fine business. You're a leader in your community. Please explain this remarkable change to you. Really, it was quite simple, he replied. I merely learned the magic of believing. I discovered that if you expect the worst, you will get the worst. If you expect the best, you will get the best. It all happened through actually practicing a verse from the Bible. And what is that verse? He's asked, what is that verse? He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. Powerful, powerful, powerful. He said, you know, he said again and then he said, if you expect the worst, you get the worst. If you expect the best, you get the best. All things come to those who believe. So in your business, what are you expecting? The worst or the best? What is your belief? Do you believe? See, it says, all things come to those that believe. Well, make sure you believe, you know, you're going to receive the best in your business. The young man went on to explain, he said, I was brought up in a religious home, he explained, and heard that verse many times, but it never had an effect upon me. One day in your church, I heard you emphasize those words in a talk. In a flash insight, I realized that the key I had missed was that my mind was not trained to believe, to think positively, to have faith in either God or myself. I followed your suggestion of putting myself in God's hands and practice your outline technique of faith. I trained myself to think positively about everything. Along with that, I tried to live right. He smiled and said, the Lord and I struck up a partnership. When I adapted that policy, things began to change almost at once for me. I got into the habit of expecting the best, not the worst, and that is the way my affairs have turned out lately. I guess it's a kind of miracle, isn't it? He asked as he concluded his fascinating story. He said him and God struck up a partnership, talked about, you know, faith and doing things right. That's where integrity comes in terms of your business. You know, you got to have a lot of integrity in terms of what you're doing business. And Pierre goes on to say, but it wasn't miraculous at all. Actually, what had happened was that he had learned to use one of the most powerful laws in the world, the law recognized alike by psychology and religion, namely, change your mental habits to belief instead of disbelief. Learn to expect, not to doubt, and in so doing, you bring everything into the realm of possibilities. Again, as we've talked about, one of the things that Joe Vitale talks about is make your intentions known to the universe, and you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you. So that's a matter of, again, belief. What is it that you believe? Why are you in business for yourself? Why are you working from home? What is it that you want out of that? What is it that you believe will come out of that? If you believe you're not going to be successful, then you know what to expect. You're not going to be successful. If you believe you're going to be successful, then you will be successful. Draw to you what you want. Draw to you what you want. See, the mind doesn't know the difference between good or bad. It just knows what your intentions are. And if you intend for good, it'll draw good. If you intend for bad, it'll draw bad. If it brings back what you put out. Okay, he goes on, Horace Appeal goes on and says, this does not mean that by believing you are necessarily going to get everything you want or think you want. Perhaps that would not be good for you. When you put your trust in God, he guides your mind so that you do not want things that are not good for you or that are inharmonious with God's will. But it does definitely mean that when you learn to believe, then that which has seemingly been impossible moves into the area of possibility. Every great thing at last becomes for you a possibility. William James, the famous psychologist, said, our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing now, get that, is the one thing that ensures a successful outcome of your venture. To learn to believe is of primary importance, and it is the basic factor of succeeding in any undertaking when you expect the best. You release a magnetic force in your mind, which by a law of attraction tends to bring the best to you. But if you expect the worst, you release in your mind the power of repulsion, which tends to force the best from you. It's amazing how sustained expectation of the best sets in motion forces, which cause the best to materialize. Again, you know, we have to focus on the best. An interesting illustration of this fact was described some years ago by Hugh Fullerton, a famous sports writer of our bygone era. As a boy, Hugh Fullerton was a favorite writer of sports stories. One story which I have never forgotten concerned Joshua Riley, one-time manager of the San Antonio Club of the Texas League. Riley had a roster of great players, seven of whom had been hitting over 300, and everybody thought his team would easily take that championship. But the club fell into a slump and lost 17 of their first 20 games. The players simply couldn't hit anything, and each began to accuse the other of being a jinx to the team. Playing the Dallas Club, a rather poor team that year, only one San Antonio player got a hit, and that, strangely enough, was the pitcher. The Riley team was badly beaten that day. In the clubhouse after the game, the players were all upset and just feeling bad. Joshua Riley knew that he had aggravation of stars, and he realized that their trouble was simply that they were taking long. They didn't expect to get a hit. They didn't expect to win. They expected to be defeated. They were thinking not victory, but defeat. Their mental pattern was not one of expectation, but of doubt. The negative mental process inhibited them, froze their muscles, threw them off their timing, and there was no free flow of Easy Power to the team. It so happened that a pitcher named Zach Slater was popular in the neighborhood at the time. He claimed to be a faith healer and apparently was getting some astonishing results. Thorns crowded to hear him, and most everybody had confidence in him. Perhaps the fact that they did believe in his power enabled Sasha to achieve results. O'Reilly asked each player to lend him his two best bats. Then he asked the members of the team to stay in the clubhouse until he returned. He put the bats in a wheelbarrow and went off with them. He was gone for an hour. He returned jubilantly to tell the players that Sasha, the preacher, had blessed the bats and that these bats now contained a power that could not be overcome. The players were astonished and delighted. The next day, they overwhelmed Dallas, getting 37 base hits and 20 runs. They hammered their way through the league to a championship. And Hugh Fulton said that for years in the Southwest, a player would pay a large sum for a Satchler bat. Regardless of Satchler's personal power, the fact remains that something tremendous happened in the minds of those ballplayers. Their thought pattern has changed. They began thinking in terms of expectation, not doubt. They expected not the worst, but the best. They expected hits, runs, victories, and they got them. They had the power to get what they wanted. There was no difference in the bats themselves. I'm quite sure of that. But there was certainly a difference in the minds of the men who used them. Now they knew they could make hits. Now they knew they could get runs. Now they knew they could win. A new thought pattern changed the minds of those men so the creative power of faith could operate. Perhaps you have not been doing so well in the game of life. Perhaps you stand up to bat and cannot make a hit. You strike out time and time again. Your batting average is low, low, low. Let me give you a suggestion. I guarantee that it will work. The base of my assurance is the fact that thousands of people have been trying it with very great results. Things will be very different for you if you give this stuff a real try. Start reading the New Testament and notice the number of times it refers to faith. Select a dozen of the strongest statements about faith, the ones that you like the best, then memorize each one. Let these faith concepts drop into your conscious mind. Say them over and over again, especially just before going to sleep at night. By process of spiritual osmosis, they will sink from your conscious mind into your subconscious mind and in time will modify them and re-slant your basic thought pattern. This process will change you into a believer, into an expector, and when you become such, you will in due course become an achiever. You will have new power to get what God and you decide you really want from life. Hey, this is Baba Jahi, and we're reading this morning from Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, Expect the Best and Get It. Hey, it's Sunday morning, so Sunday mornings we do faith-based motivation to help us with our business. The most powerful force in human nature is the spiritual power technique taught in the Bible. Very astutely, the Bible emphasizes the method by which a person can make something of himself. Faith, belief, positive thinking. Faith in God, faith in other people, faith in yourself, faith in life. This is the essence of the technique that teaches. If thou canst believe, it says, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. If you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Matthew 17:20. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:29. Believe, believe, so it drives home the truth that faith moves mountains. Okay, so again, you know, faith, you know, this is so, so important, faith. And as Napoleon Hill says, prayers with faith always works. Prayers with faith always works. Pray, believe, have faith, and it will have an impact in your life. Some skeptical person who has never learned this powerful law of the effect of right thinking may doubt my assertions regarding amazing results, which happen when this technique is employed. things become better when you expect the best instead of the worst. The reason that being free from self-doubt, you can put your whole self into an endeavor and nothing can stand in the way of the man or woman who focuses his or her entire self on a problem. When you approach a difficulty as a personal unity, the difficulty, which itself is a demonstration of disunity, tends to deteriorate. When the entire concentration of your force, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is brought to bear, the consolidation of these powers properly employed is quite irresistible. Expecting the best means that you put your whole heart, the central essence of your personality, into what you want to accomplish. You got to put your whole self in. It's sort of like, you know, hey, I play cards and don't play big whiffs, so we always say no half step, whole step, you know. Well, it's again the same in life. You know, you have to put your whole self in. You know, you put your whole self in. If you don't put your whole self in, you know, then you're not really believing in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. It's so important to believe in yourself. You know, believe in yourself. I like that song from the Wiz. You know, believe in yourself right from the start. You got to believe. You opened up a business, you're working from home because you believed that it was going to give you some better results or some results that you want to achieve. Don't stop believing in yourself. And again, hey, pick up this book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And if you'd like to get an e-copy of this book, hey, all you got to do is give us a call at 252-406-0774. Send us a text with your email address to 252-406-0774. Get on our list, and, you know, hey, we will send you out some great e-books, great motivational e-books that can really help you with succeed. So, you know, you want to check those out. You know, all you got to do is email us, send us a text. Send us a text at 252-406-0774 with your email address in it, and we'll get a copy of the Norman Vincent Peale book out to you, The Power of Positive Thinking. Again, as he says, once you put your whole self in, the people are defeated in life not because of lack of ability, but for lack of wholeheartedness. They do not wholeheartedly expect to succeed. Their heart isn't in it. Which is to say, they themselves are not fully given. Results do not yield themselves to the person who refused to give himself to the desired results. See, this is key right here. You know, and especially for those of my colleagues out there that's involved in network marketing. You know, I listen to people cry, complain about it's not working for me. No, it's not working for you. You're not working for it. I have people say, you know, I can't find nobody to talk to. I'm asking them, where do you live? In the woods? All by yourself with the squirrels and the birds? You find people to talk to every day. You're just not talking to them about your business. Why? You don't talk to people about your business. You don't feel good about your business. If you feel good about your business and everybody you meet, you're going to want to share the good news with them. It's the same for people who have found the Lord. What do? They want to share the good news. They don't want to keep it all to themselves. They have that wonderful blessing that they got. They say, hey, you know, hey, and that song, like in that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet it is that a wretch like me can be saved. Hey, and you get excited about that. So you want to share. It's the same with your business. Until you internalize it that way, you're not going to have the desired results that you want. See, two people can walk in the same room, and there's somebody in that room, or in this case, let's say two people walk in the same restaurant. There's somebody in that restaurant one person looks at them and says, wow, he looks like an interesting prospect. I'm going to go over and introduce myself to him, make friends with him, and give him my information, get their information. Another person looks at that same person, says, you know, they might be an interesting prospect, but I don't want to stir them. I ain't going to ask them nothing. They probably wouldn't do nothing anyway. They probably really ain't interested. And so what? They don't talk to them. Shame on you. If you're a business owner, you have to become a people person. If you're not a people person, stay on your job. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you and blunt. If you're not a people person, do not go into business for yourself. Stay on your job because you're going to do a lousy and miserable job of trying to be a business owner if you're afraid to talk to people. See, now, I don't believe that you're afraid to talk to people. You're afraid to share your business with people because you are talking to people. Now, I haven't met a person yet when I ask this question. Did you go through a course of a day, you know, now, if you're not in your house, even in your house, you talk to somebody on the phone or something. You know, unless you decided, you know, it's a day that I'm just going to cut off and I'm not going to talk to nobody, period. But you leave your house. From the time you leave your house in the morning to the time you come home, you talk to somebody. So I don't believe in this, you know, I can't find nobody to talk to. You talk to somebody. It's what are you saying out of your mouth? See? And what you need to do is pray and ask God to give you the courage to restructure what you say, so that you can share the good news of what you're doing with other people. Until you internalize what you do and do that, you're not going to be successful. So that's important. See. He goes on to say, a major key to success in this life, to attaining that which you deeply desire, is to be completely released and throw all there is of yourself into your job, any project in which you are engaged. In other words, whatever you're doing, give it all you got. Give it every bit of yourself, holding nothing back. Life cannot deny itself to the person who gives life his all. But most people, unfortunately, don't do that. In fact, very few people do. This is the tragic cause of failure. Or if not failure, it is the reason we only have to pay. Again, I'm saying, you know, you can't tell me you don't talk to nobody. I refuse to believe that. The tragic cause of failure is that you're not putting your all into what you do. A famous Canadian athletic coach, Ace Priscelli, says that most people, athletes as well as non-athletes, are holdouts. That is to say, they're always keeping something in reserve. He did not invest himself 100% in competition because of that fact. They never achieved the highest of which they are capable. You got to put everything in. Red Barber, famous baseball announcer, told me that he had known two athletes who completely gave themselves. Don't be a holdout. Go all out. Do this, and life will not hold out on you. Don't be a holdout. Don't be a holdout. So important, so important. So, so important. Okay. Goes on here. I'll share this last story. Which he didn't point here talks about. A famous trapeze artist was instructing his students how to perform on a high trapeze bar. Finally, having given full explanation and instruction in this skill, he told them to demonstrate their ability. One student, looking up at the insecure perch upon which he must perform, was suddenly filled with fear. He froze completely. He had a terrifying vision of himself falling to the ground. He couldn't move a muscle. So deep was his fright. I can't do it. I can't do it, he gasped. The instructor put his arm around the boy's shoulder and said, son, you can do it, and I will tell you how. Then he made a statement which is of insurmountable importance. It is one of the wisest remarks I've ever heard. He said, throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow. Copy that one sentence, write it on a card, and put it in your pocket. Throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow. Place it in the glass on your desktop. Tack it up on your wall. Stick it in your shaving mirror. Better still, write it on your mind who really wants to do something with life. It's packed with power, that sentence. Throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow. Heart is a symbol of creative activities. Find the heart with where you want to go and what you want to be. Get it so deeply fixed in your subconscious that you will not take no for an answer. Then your entire personality will follow where your heart leads. Throw your heart over the bar means to throw your faith over your difficulty. Throw your affirmation over every barrier. Throw your visualization over every obstacle. In other words, throw the spiritual essence of you over the bar, and your material self will follow in the victory groove. Thus pioneer your faith-inspired mind. Expect the best, not the worst, and you will attain your heart's desire. It is what is in the heart of you, either good or bad, strong or weak, that finally comes to you. Emerson said, beware of what you want, for you will get it. Beware of what you want, for you will get it. Okay. Hey, we've been reading from Norman Vincent Peale's book this morning, The Power of Positive Thinking, Chapter 7, Expect the Best and Get It. And, you know, hey, that's what you need to be focusing on as you start your week, this week in terms of your business. Expect the best and get it. Expect the best and get it. You know, so, hey, we're wishing for you blessings without number, all good things without an end, as our beginning was good as human beings. So shall development be good throughout eternity. If we dare struggle for bring good into the world, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. This has been Bob Ajayi, and you've been listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Blog Talk Radio or Home Based Business 101. So we say to you again, according to your faith, be it unto you, Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, be it unto you. Have a lot of faith in what you're doing this week. Have a great prosperous week. And we'll catch you tomorrow morning. God willing, and the creek don't rise at 9 a.m. right here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. God bless you.